We begin our next story with a little music and a little poetry to set the mood.
The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over city and harbor on silent haunches and then moves on.
Misty, mysterious, creeping fog has long inspired artists and writers like the poet Carl Sandburg. And beginning tomorrow, five fog sculptures will roll through different locations along Boston's Emerald Necklace Park system. WBUR's Andrea Shea met with a Japanese artist who's creating them.
I'm making a cumulus cloud here.
Fujiko Nakaya has been conjuring puffy clouds on the ground since 1969. The sprightly 85-year-old leads me under an evergreen canopy in the Arnold Arboretum to see her elegant sprinkler system.
I have hung some nozzles there between the trees. I have nozzles.
Nakaya partnered with an engineer to design these tiny stainless steel nozzles. They're connected to five black water lines suspended above our heads. A high-pressure pump in a nearby shipping container kicks on, and Nakaya's sculpture hisses to life. Waves of clouds spill out and waft gently across the sun-dappled, pine needle-covered earth.
As it's rolling down, there are points where it does really look like the flow of a waterfall, like Niagara Falls or something, coming down the hill.
That's contemporary art curator Jen Mergel.
And then there are times where it kind of curls back on itself and floats up. I just love that it's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not one thing.
And it will never be the same thing twice. The fog sculpture is meant to be a shape-shifting, multi-sensory experience.
It's pure potable water. Anybody can walk into it, breathe it, taste it, touch it, smell it, just like natural fog. It will be ambient temperature.
When the Emerald Necklace Conservancy asked Mergel to help mark its 20th anniversary, the curator thought of the award-winning fog sculptor. Nakaya's worked in 16 countries on more than 80 installations, but never in Boston. Beginning last October, she and Mergel spent hours wandering along landscape architect Frederick Law Olmsted's five-mile chain of waterways and parks.
And I would see Fujiko stand still for about 8 or 12 seconds. And at first I'd think, is everything okay? And then Fujiko would turn to me and say, does the wind always go in this direction? And I'd throw my hands in the air and say, oh my God, Fujiko, we're in New England. Like, the weather doesn't go anyway always, right?
That's one of the challenges Nakaya faces when collaborating with the climate. She's intimate with the science behind nature's inversion layers, convection patterns, and quest for equilibrium.
It's autonomous. In the process, I really came up to the conclusion that nature really wants to balance out even the wind.
I think of convection, I think of an oven. You know, I don't understand that, you know, weather cycles are working that way. You know, she will position nozzles in ways where then the mist is feeding itself with the wind to create something more dynamic.
There's a lot of story in this atmosphere. I just give them chance to express themselves. I just try to choose the place where they can perform best.
Ultimately, the artist and curator installed five vaporous sculptures in the Fens, Olmsted and Franklin Parks, the Arboretum, and on Jamaica Pond. When Nakaya switched from painting clouds to making them 5 decades ago, she was confronting the idea that sculptures are permanent forms made of stone, like in ancient Greece and Italy.
It's a Western concept of solid and eternal. But in the Buddhist thinking, it's always that nature responds to you according to its rules.
When she talks about using fog to reveal and conceal, it's a lot of the same language and thinking that Frederick Law Olmsted was using when he sculpted this park system with water.
Karen Mowney Brodeck is president of the Emerald Necklace Conservancy. The nonprofit protects and maintains the park designed by Olmsted in the second half of the 19th century.
The Emerald Necklace is a beautiful
naturalistic series of parks in Boston and Brookline that a lot of people think are natural and may not know the history of how they were so constructed and deliberately engineered and crafted, much like Fujiko's work.
Olmsted knew how to read the landscape and what the landscape wants. He really articulated what the nature does. He observed all the glacial features, and where he didn't want to touch, like wilderness, he left it as wilderness. It's a very beautiful park.
Nakaya's fog sculptures will materialize every hour on the hour from dawn to dusk. She hopes bringing clouds down from the sky will get visitors thinking about extreme weather patterns and their relationship to the change in climate, and also to their memories.
They start imagining. They have to assess their own experience from, you know, childhood, or, because you don't know what this is. And I like people doing that, children, adult especially.
Then, as if on cue, Fujiko Nakaya's cloud suddenly shifts direction. It covers us with cool droplets of water and reveals a tiny surprise.
Well,
there's a rainbow.
Oh, yeah,
you're right.
Oh, right
here.
Yeah,
oh, my God,
I see it. I want to see if I can get it.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.